Now, will you notice what we have here is a statement he makes that is tremendous. Verse 15, but when it pleased God, this is according to the will of God now, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, that is, Gentiles. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Listen to him. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Now, Paul says, I never got the gospel from anyone else. I got the gospel directly from Jesus Christ. Many years ago, there was an old modernist, and that, I think, was a misnomer to call those fellows modernists. There was nothing modern about what they gave. It was all old heresy. But he wrote a book, I heard him lecture, and he told about Paul, and he gave Paul credit for being a great brain. I personally think he had the greatest mind of any man that's ever lived. And a great many scholars who are better acquainted with Paul than I am also make that statement. Paul the Apostle, he said, he was a brilliant student of the Mosaic system of Judaism. He was a brilliant student of Greek philosophy, and that Paul combined them and he came up with Christianity. Now, Paul says here that he didn't get it that way. He said that he got it another way, that he got it by direct revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, will you notice what he says here, verse 18, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. And I suppose that that was the record that we have in Acts 9, chapter 26 to 29. It means he spent less than 3 years in the desert. It's been interesting how God has trained his man. He trained, you will recall, Moses out in the desert. He put Abraham in a rather unique place also. It's been God's method to put his man out on the desert to train him. Elijah had that same type of experience. David was trained out in the outdoors and the caves of the earth running from Saul. Finally, he cried out. He was hunted like a partridge. Said, it's open season on me all the time. And these men were trained of God. Now, the Lord used the same method with Paul, sent him out there, and he was there less than 3 years. Now he said that he came to Jerusalem, he saw Peter, abode with him 15 days, but other of the apostles saw I none save James, the Lord's brother. Now, that's all the contact he had with them, he got nothing from them, as we shall see. Now the things, verse 20, which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not. Now, will you listen very carefully? This liberal that I referred to, this old modernist, he said that Paul got his gospel by making a homogenized stew of Greek philosophy and the Mosaic system. Now, Paul says here he didn't. And Paul says that he doesn't lie. Now, somebody's lied. Paul said he didn't. Now, I'm too polite to call that modernist a liar. But Paul did. Paul says that you say I got this gospel any other place. He says, I want you to know I do not lie. That means the other man did. So I'll have to just leave it like that because I'd be too polite to say that he was a liar. Paul says it in a very nice way.